Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Younger Zoshom Remuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment in Thoughts on the 3 Weeks. We were discussing yesterday the idea that Klal Yisrael has such a significant role in this world, we as individual Jews and we as a nation, that if we don't fit the mold fully, we in some sense are letting God down. There's an interesting comment based on a Kuzari. The Kuzari says there are 5 levels of creation in this world. Going from lowest to highest, there's domain. Domain just means like a silent entity, something like a rock. Tzomeach. Tzomeach is something that grows. You imagine vegetation or a tree or something like that. Chai is a living form, an animal. Medaber is a creature with the ability of speech, which of course refers to mankind. We look at mankind as being a whole different tier than the rest of life on this world. And the 5th level, says the Kuzari, is Klal Yisrael, is a Jew. So again, the 5 levels are just inanimate objects, things that grow, things that live, mankind, and then a Jew. That, of course, is not to say that we don't have respect for each and every human being on this world. We know that every human being is B'Tselem Elohim, is created in God's likeness. What it does mean is that Klal Yisrael has a very special standing in God's eyes. The Briska Rav has such a fascinating insight on these 5 levels that the Kuzari lays out. So the 1st level was an inanimate object, a rock, let's say. And the 2nd level was something that grows, a tree. Let's say a tree dies. It's not equivalent to a rock. It's a dead tree. In other words, it's not like rungs on a ladder, that if you don't have the level you're at, you just drop down to the earlier level. It's just something that's not fulfilling its abilities. A dead tree might be much less useful to you than a rock, depending on the circumstances. The better example might be the next one. A chai, a living thing. So you have a creature, a dog. A dead dog is not equivalent to vegetation growing from the ground. A dead dog is dead. What can you do with it? Vegetation growing from the ground is something in its own right. A human, heaven forbid, a person dies. That's not like, well, a person was the level above the animal, so now that the person's dead, that's just like being an animal. No, an animal can run and do and jump. That person is unfortunately dead. And the Briska Rav says that that 5th level of Klal Yisrael, you can't say that if a Jew doesn't achieve what they're supposed to achieve in this world, then, well, they're just like any other person. Then no. The same way that you would say that an animal that's no longer living is not just the same as vegetation, it's actually worse than vegetation. A Jew who has this unique mission of being God's chosen people in this world, and they're not fulfilling their mission, they're not just like a human being that doesn't have that mission. Their mission failed. And that kind of is another way of looking at this idea of the morale that we discussed yesterday, that if we don't maximize what we're supposed to accomplish in this world, we're losing out terribly. Reb Chaim Friedlander says this is a perspective on the famous kina that we say on Tisha B'Av, where we talk about B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim and B'tzeisi mi Yerushalayim. Maybe some people remember it. It's very poetic. It's tragic, but it's beautiful. And it talks about contrasts between when the Jews left Egypt and when the Jews and when the Jews left Egypt in redemption and when the Jews left Jerusalem in exile. And it's just a very painful set of contrasts. But he says this is all one and the same. The fact that we can leave Egypt on the highest of highs and leave Jerusalem on the lowest of lows, both of those points are connected to the fact that God sees us as having such a significant and lofty purpose in this world. All mankind contributes to the good of this world, but we believe that we, the recipients of God's Torah, have a very special and unique mission. And if we don't keep to it, it becomes a tragedy. And yes, sometimes we as a nation are punished if we don't keep to it. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.